The reflection on today's Bible readings has been written by Elizabeth Draper. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing your thoughts with us. Psalm 23, which we have just heard sung, is the best known of all the 150 Psalms. You can see why: its neat length, the completeness of the message, the beauty of the language, and the comfort of the thoughts. It is no surprise that it is the psalm that almost everyone knows, or knows of, the most quoted and referenced over the years. Paul's advice to the Philippians is similarly a beautiful and comforting exhortation. Think beautiful thoughts, behave honorably, and the peace of God will be with you. The Old Testament reading, however, shows how easy it is to go off the path that we know we should follow. The Israelites in the desert, wondering what has become of Moses, their leader, and not sure that he will return to them, put their trust in something more immediate. They make, or get Aaron to make for them, an idol, and they are prepared to give up valuable possessions like gold rings to create it. What are the false idols that allure people today? We probably wouldn't worship a golden calf, but there are certainly people who worship gold or wealth. Possessions, power, fame. These are, and always have been, the false idols that tempt people into harmful ways. We might call an addiction to drink or drugs a false idol too. The addict does not worship the substance, but is enthralled to the habit. There is nothing wrong with things like money or power in themselves. They can be used to do good for society. Think of Andrew Carnegie or Bill Gates, who gave their vast wealth to humanitarian or social causes. Or of reforming rulers and parliamentarians, who used their position to bring about the end of slavery, or the provision of free elementary education, or universal suffrage, and of those who continue to work to reform injustices all over the world today. Neither is there anything wrong in taking pleasure in beautiful possessions, so long as it does not become obsessive or vain. Fame, too, may come about honorably, perhaps as a result of having special talents which are recognized and admired by other people, and which give delight to them, or which encourage people to think and respond creatively. It is when these goals are sought for their own sake that they become false idols. The hoarding of money, the misuse of power, the vacuous a celebrity, because then they stem from, and perpetuate, false values. They encourage greed, selfishness, envy, antagonism, conflict. This creates division instead of working in unity for the common good, and a narrow self-centered vision of the world instead of seeing humanity as a brotherhood and sisterhood. Contrast this with the picture of society Paul gives to the Philippians. He tells them to let their thoughts dwell on whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, commendable, and the peace of God will guard their hearts and minds. He contrasts this with the destruction in store for those whose minds are set only on earthly things. But it's difficult to avoid these earthly ways of thinking. Some 200 years ago, William Wordsworth wrote, "The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Advertising and mass manufacturing have created an appetite, and modern media exert even more pressure on us today. In particular, the social media seem hard to resist, especially for young people. Facebook, Twitter, and the newer platforms, I can't keep up, encourage boasting and competition, which leads to envy and lying, and the spurious notion of success by having thousands of anonymous followers. It's an unreal world, but it can create real anxiety and distress. I find the Matthew story difficult to interpret. The punishment of the wedding guest who wasn't appropriately dressed seems unduly harsh. I think his offense was that he did not appreciate what he was being offered, the true nature of the feast he was invited to. We are invited to follow the pattern of Jesus. And unlike the addict who is enslaved by his damaging habit, we are invited, not compelled, to follow. Jesus tells us, "My service is perfect freedom." The Israelites, in the wilderness, lost their trust in Moses as their leader and turned to other gods. Paul's letter, by contrast, is full of his unshakable trust in Christ. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. Pray and give thanks and speak to God. He is confident that God is listening and the peace of God will follow. The same confidence in the guidance, support, and protection of the Lord is also the essence of Psalm 23. Let us hold fast to that trust. This week's anthem is a setting of part of the epistle reading, an anonymous 16th century setting, formerly attributed to John Redford.